Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I've been seeing a red-tailed hawk quite frequently this summer. They're certainly one of the more commonly observed hawks across the state. Their broad wings and rounded tail easily identifies them as a type of hawk called a budio. Then, of course, the red tail, actually more of a rusty color, and light-colored underbelly with a dark band seals the identification as a red-tailed hawk. The Swainson's hawk, also a budio, is also common across the state during the summer months, but may confuse the casual observer. But Swainson's hawks have a dark bib across the upper breast and lack the distinctive red tail. Red-tailed hawks occupy a wide range of habitats, from urban parks and farmland to grasslands and forests. They're found throughout North Dakota, particularly in areas with a mixture of farmland, pasture, and scattered groves and woodlands. In addition to soaring high in the sky, they're often observed perching on fence posts and hay bales. Red-tailed hawks are monogamous and may mate for life. They're also known to aggressively defend their territory from other hawks. That territory is largely to protect their food supply, which consists of small mammals, birds, reptiles for themselves as well as their young. Although red-tailed hawks rarely kill chickens, no doubt many among us grew up calling them, and probably other hawks, chicken hawks. No doubt many red-tailed hawks gave their lives because of that misnomer. But of course they're a protected species now. Some of you may recall that old Looney Tunes cartoon, occasionally featured Henry Hawk, a young know-it-all chicken hawk that didn't know what a chicken was. He did, however, know that he was supposed to eat chickens. In one cartoon, old Foghorn Leghorn convinced Henry that the barnyard dog was a chicken. In typical Looney Tunes fashion, hilarity ensued. But to paraphrase something old Foghorn Leghorn might say these days, I say, Henry ain't no chicken hawk. He's a good bird. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.